But what God foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. I challenge you to read Isaiah chapter 53, chapter 52 through 53, and Psalm chapter 22 to see exactly what he's talking about, how the prophets foretold of the suffering of Christ. But what he foretold by the mouth of all the prophets that his Christ would suffer, he thus fulfilled. What you'll see in the remainder of this text and what he has already told us is this, that Jesus is not foreign to Judaism. Jesus is the fulfillment of it. Jesus is not foreign to being a Jew. He is the perfect Jew. Jesus is not foreign to Yahweh. He is the Son of Yahweh. He is his very image. He is everything that Moses and all the prophets ever pointed to. He's looking at these men of Israel who had been in the temple to worship Yahweh, and he is saying, the Yahweh that you worship approved of Jesus because he's the Son of God. And the Yahweh you worship who empowered these prophets to tell of his coming, they testify that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is not foreign to Judaism. Jesus is the fulfillment of it. Jesus is not antithetical to the Old Testament. He is the expectation of the Old Testament.